Christmas, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
What is this? Turn this off. Hit the mute button.
Where's that Indian?
Holy cow. No, no.
I like this.
This is what happens when the younger generation board operators are in control of the buttons. Could you give us some traditional music, please? Oh.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Now that's good.
Do you know what Junior calls this? This is grumpy music.
Junior?
This is grumpy Christmas music.
Hope you have family coming in for the holidays. We do. We have confirmation now that our son in Portland is at the airport preparing to board. We'll be picking him up at Sky Harbor this afternoon. And that my oldest daughter, Rachel, and her husband, Wayne, with our two grandsons driving in from Monterey, California, have now left the motel in Riverside. We've got them heading our way by air and road.
Woohoo.
Hot diggity dog. I promised y'all I wanted y'all to hear Jennifer's update on fraud. I have to tell you, she's generally a pretty sweet little gal, but there was a phone call that came at the house the other night, and she was fussing at this person over the phone. I thought, who in the world could she be talking to? She never talks to people like that.
Well, it was so blatantly fraudulent. Whenever someone calls you and says to you, hey, I'm just trying to confirm your order, and then starts talking about things that I did not order, and I asked who it was. She wouldn't tell me. I said, I think this is a fraudulent phone call. And she kept on talking. Oh, you've got this coming and you've got that coming. I said, I'm going to call. I'm going to report you. And she just kept talking as if I wasn't there. It was bizarre.
It a robot?
No, it wasn't. It was a live person. But whenever someone contacts you, don't do it. You know, whether it's by phone, at the door, by email, you contact them because you don't know who's coming to you. Make sure you know who you're dealing with. The other thing is I stopped in at the bank yesterday asking what's the biggest thing going on right now. Well, this Target compromise, there was about 40 million customers compromised at Target, their credit card numbers and their information. And our bank was sent a list by Target of the ones that lined up with their bank.
Wow.
And there was 1,000 of them were all sent new cards. So you just might want to check with your bank and make sure that your card wasn't one that was compromised. I also got one from Maricopa Community College, which was years ago, that my information there was compromised. But they haven't seen much coming through about that yet.
Well, and three people at our company have had their credit cards shut down. And it ended up, I ended up getting a phone call saying, are you simultaneously trying to buy $500 worth of products at a Walmart store in Green Valley and $300 worth of products at a Safeway in North Scottsdale? Someone had gotten the card just in the last couple of weeks. So we had to order new company cards. Julia's company card got compromised, and somebody was trying to buy something with that. I don't know.
I just think everybody needs to be self-disciplined, be checking your accounts often, frequently. They say this year is particularly bad. A couple of weeks ago, we suggested using your credit. The banker had said to me, it's safer to use your credit card than your debit card. And I got some emails afterwards saying, well, Dave Ramsey says, you know, don't be using your credit cards. But if you want to use your credit card, just be sure you pay it off each month. But it's a safety factor because if people take things out of your checking account, you're out of your cash until it gets resolved. If it's your credit card, you know, it doesn't affect your daily cash flow. And also,
do not connect
your checking account with your savings as a
draft
overdraft
protection
bumper, because if someone gets a hold of that and just keeps drawing, they can wipe out your checking and your savings. So not to scare everybody, but just to, you know, wake everybody up, be careful, be looking. There's a lot going on.
And with that, we appreciate it. All this information just to help protect you, our friends, the Arizona homeowners. Let's get back to the lines. We do have an open line if you'd like to jump in. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Call toll free from wherever you hear us in Arizona. Let's welcome Teresa to the conversation down in beautiful Santan Valley. I was actually there earlier this week giving a presentation at the YMCA. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. We bought a piece of property with a home on it about 2.5 years ago. And one of the issues that we have, it was a foreclosure, and one of the things that is happening is our driveway, which is dirt and a little bit of gravel, it's wet, and we don't know where the water's coming from. We've had a plumber come out. We've had the irrigation people out. We also flood irrigate, but we haven't done that for months, and so it's not that. And I'm just trying, do you have any thoughts about where this water might be coming from, or where, who should we call to maybe come and look again?
How much property are you on?
There's 3.5 acres.
Okay. What is the water supply? Are you on your own well?
It's you know, we have, it's Queen Creek water now.
Okay.
It was H2O.
Okay, so Queen Creek water's coming in, and you have a water meter there. So you'd be able to turn all the water off at your swimming pool, your landscaping, your house, take the cover off the meter box, and not only watch it, but go away and do something for a half hour and come back and see if it's moved at all. That's
well, that was the other thing, is that our water bill has not changed.
Okay.
It's still low. It's, I just don't know where all this Gwyneth is coming from.
Has it been this way the whole 2 years?
It has, and it's gotten worse. And there's more spots that are starting to show up wet from underneath.
Okay. Well, I tell you what I'm going to ask you to do, Teresa. You've already had one plumber out there. I'm going to ask you to, are you familiar with our website and the Rosie Contractor Referral Directory?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to go on there, and I want you to call the Ben Franklin office in Gilbert. Linda will answer the phone. And get their locating service out there to pin it down. Obviously, that moisture's got to be coming from somewhere. There's only two possibilities, your clean water supply or your dirty water drain. But they'll find it for you.
Go to rosieonthehouse.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter to receive the garden tip of the week, special offers, and discounts.